This is Ted Kennedy. Congress closed the capital gains tax loophole for the rich in 1986. Does Senator Al Simpson want to open it again? In a moment, we'll face off. Al, nothing more clearly demonstrates the Bush administration's government of the rich, by the rich, for the rich mentality than its current push to reduce the tax on capital gains. Congress closed the capital gains loophole in the Tax Reform Act of 1986. In the long history of tax reform, few reforms have been more important in achieving fairness in the tax laws. For years, wealthy individuals have been ripping off the Treasury because of the loophole at a cost of billions of dollars a year. Closing the loophole in 1986 was the key reform that made it possible to lower tax rates for millions of average taxpayers. Now, President Bush is pushing Congress to reopen the capital gains boondoggle. It's a windfall worth $30,000 a year to people with incomes over $200,000, and it has no place in our tax laws, Al.
No place in our tax laws? What about getting $5 billion more in revenues? That's how much the Treasury estimates restoration would bring into the U.S. bank account. Yes, it is true that a capital gains tax cut will help people make money who are already doing so. But what do you think they do with it? Rat hole it? No, they invest it. They invest it in new buildings that employ builders, carpenters, concrete workers, and plumbers. They invest it in inner city development and restoration projects that provide better housing and strengthen cities. Those are good things, Ted. We want to encourage people to invest in America, not discourage them by overtaxing them on money earned. Bush for the rich. Bah. He campaigned on it, kept his promise. But ah me, I'm arguing with a man whose Democrat Party gave a great state a not-so-great nickname, Taxachusetts. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the nomination of Bill Lucas to head up the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.